Oh, that's nice. You
record. It's like instantaneous. There's no wait.
The other cord, but like.
Okay, I don't know. We're still working with the AV system. And if you, there's a on-off button in the middle. It says push, and the green light's on. It'll be on.
Gotcha.
To bring the work session order at 5:30. I have veteran outreach first. Supervisor Vanderwater said she's on her way over here with the roads, so
okay.
I'm just going to cover a couple small things till she comes in.
Okay.
Then we'll jump into.
Okay,
you know, the veteran.
I'm just answering questions, right? Not really like presenting.
I think this is a discussion.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, this is like a
open discussion,
bad.
No forum.
Okay, gotcha.
And yeah, I might.
Don't let these this desk. Into
no.
We should really be sitting around a conference table.
Right.
But we're not.
Then I'd have to figure out how to move the microphones and all. So, for the guests in the audience and people, are you recording for PACB or no?
Yeah, I could probably.
It's up to you. It's
you
okay.
Know, I did it the last time just because I was here. So I'm able to
yeah.
Just
you may as well because I knew maybe that new microphone, we're not sure.
It
yes.
He won't go live with the actual board.
Yeah, it shows it's connected. For those in attendance and those on PACB, we have a guest tonight, Anne Marie.
Mancia.
Yeah. Okay. Is from Onondaga County Veterans Department, and we were discussing veteran outreach coordinator at our last meeting in the IMA with Van Buren, so she has come to help us understand what the county does and how that would facilitate what the county does in coordination with the towns. So while we wait for Supervisor Vanderwater, I'll just touch on a couple of the other work session items. The New York State Troopers lease, that was really, it's going to be an executive session item. We're finishing up the lease agreement with the troopers, so it's just a couple questions of the board regarding the finer points of the lease. The next item, the survey/trap for the European cherry fruit fly program, we have that on the agenda tonight. We received an email from the USDA. They like to do programs where they try to measure how many fruit flies or invasive species or issue species they have in an area. And in order to do that, they need permission to go on the town right-of-ways or at the town park to set up the traps to try to measure this. So that's really just something that I wanted to bring the board aware of. And tonight we have the motion, which we normally just pass through, to allow these agencies the access to do their measurements. So that's what that is. Does anybody have any questions regarding it?
No.
It's a lot of great reading. We've got that up on the website if people want to look it over. And the highway superintendent elected appointed, that our attorney is off this week with the school holiday, but I had talked to Dustin Zarni at our Board of Elections, and I had talked to our town attorney. So we had discussed having a vote possibly on primary day. Dustin at Board of Elections has explained to me we could do that, but the town would still have to cover the cost of the special election. Because of the way primaries work, it would still be a separate ballot if there was a primary in Lysander. And we did have locations open, they would have to have a separate machine and a separate ballot for people to fill out to go in if we chose to move forward on that. So we would have a cost, and Dustin estimated the cost of holding the special election on the Board of Elections side of things to about probably $2,000 to $3,000 per voting location. Because it is a special election, we could have one location, we could have four. It would depend on if we wanted to rent spaces throughout the town or if fire departments would allow us use. That would cover the cost of the machines. And, you know, the work Board of Elections would assist the town clerk in running the election. Because it would be a special election, the town clerk would have to oversee it. Board of Elections would provide assistance. I've already talked to Dina. She said if that's what the board wants to go forward with, she's more than happy to help administer it. The window of the time frame is if we voted and has a, had a resolution, and this is the part I'd have to confirm with Dave, I believe we'd have to have a public hearing before we did the resolution, and then it would, you know, be out to a vote. And then you have timeframe windows of, if it's 95 to 105 days before the biannual election, so if we decided to do this in August, you'd have it in November. Anytime we do it this year, as long as it takes place the November election before, it would take effect January 1st of next year. If the public chose to make it appointed at the referendum, it would take effect January 1st. I'm of the feeling, and we have time to discuss this, I'm of the feeling we would want to do that beforehand, because I would not like to see, personally, I wouldn't want to see somebody running for a job that might not be the direction the board goes with the people running, whoever may run. So if we did the referendum earlier, you're still in the 95 to 105 day window where you jump through the hoops, you make the resolution, you set the referendum, you would have to set that within the 3 to 4 month window of when you did the resolution. So we have time to think about it, because unsure if there's going to be primaries in Lysander right now, but even if there are, we're still going to foot part of this bill as a town if we decided to take that path.
So for me, the biggest issue is, and I just want to make sure I heard you correctly, the biggest issue is not the $2,000 or $3,000 per location, because if it's the right thing to do, you spend the money and do the right thing, whether it's on primary day or August, it doesn't matter to me. The real important thing, though, that would determine for me when the best time to do this is the fact that you have it confirmed that if the public voted affirmatively to do this within that window of those days, it would take effect January 1, because everything,
yes,
I heard was it's 4 years. The next term that's coming up, the 4 year term that's coming up in January 26th, that would still have to be filled by an elected person. But if that's not the case, then I just want Dave Hergel or our town attorney to put it in writing,
right,
for all of us that no, this can will definitely, if you get an affirmative vote by the public, this can take effect in January. And if that's the case, then yeah, then let's put our heads together and think, let's do it in July or June or whatever. It doesn't really matter to me.
Right.
As long as we stick within the window. But spending that kind of money is insignificant to me.
Okay.
For that, because it's such an,
sure,
important thing.
Yeah.
So I'd like to get confirmation on, yes,
on the time frame. Would it take effect?
Would take effect
next
January
year.
1, and the right thing, that I agree with you 100%, we don't want to put anybody that's running for election, so, you know, through all of this hard work and spending the money, if they learn that it's in appointed position, so
right.
So yeah, let's be fair here.
Okay. And yeah, Dustin had said to me that he was certain that it would take effect January 1st, but we'll verify that.
I mean, make sure.
Just
I thought
sure.
We had to wait a cycle.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it's because this is the end of the term. We would be voting before the end of the term, so the person vacates the end December 31st.
I think, you know, I don't want to tell Dave Hergel how to do his job, but I think a statement from New York State,
sure,
you know, the Board of Elections in New York State in Albany says, here is what will happen, you know,
right,
that in writing.
And
I just don't want to make a mistake on this.
No, no, not at all. And the other thing, you know, Dustin had said when I brought up the per location, he said when, I think he referenced Town of DeWitt had a special referendum a couple of years ago, or Manlius, and they only did one location, and it was, might have been the building vote, I'm not sure, but regardless, they had a 2.5 hour wait. He goes, you don't want people.
No.
He goes, you'd probably want to have at least a second location to make it so.
And you do too.
Right. So we'll probably discuss that at the next meeting. We'll get that ironed out for sure, and then everybody can, you know, make calls and check on how they feel about it. And I'll try to firm up a little better idea of numbers on if we do have a primary or if we don't, to get an idea of what the actual cost would be.
Sounds good.
So.
Yeah, good question.
Sure.
Okay, so
you can do that, so they wouldn't have to, you wouldn't have to, actually have an election then for highway. If people feel there's a possibility, it could be appointed. But what happens if somebody does, they run, win, and then it says it's gonna be appointed?
That's...
Then the person would lose their job, potentially, right? Is that what I'm understanding?
No.
Well, okay. I guess if the scenario was we held the election, we held the special election, AKA referendum in November, you would have people on the ballot for a position. And if the public voted to approve, from what I understand, if they approved the appointment that night, then there wouldn't be a position on January 1st. It would be an appointed position rather than elected. Now that's not to say that whoever won the election might be the board's appointment. But they might not be also. There's a lot of, and that's why I feel that if we were going to hold a referendum, we'd do it before then. So that probably that would come off the ballot at that point, I would assume.
What if it's voted down?
If it's voted down,
then there's a regular election.
Right, yeah. And that's the other part of. That's why I'd like to do it June or July before budget time. So if it is voted down, the board can make a decision of. Okay, we've had this situation in the middle of the winter with an elected highway superintendent. We currently don't fund a deputy position. Do we want to sit there and change things around and put a deputy position in case that person can't fulfill their duties or isn't around to help do the work? Because as I found out last month, that would fall on me. And there's a lot more to it. Yes?
I don't know anything about this. I'm just hearing it for the first time. So. In other words, you're saying have a referendum, you're going to appoint somebody as the highway superintendent?
The referendum would be to let the public decide if we wanted to make the position of highway superintendent elected as it currently is or appointed.
Yep.
Just the option
now,
of having.
Is there an issue right now with the highway superintendent?
Our previous highway superintendent resigned January 10th. We haven't had a deputy highway superintendent in 15 years. We haven't even funded the position in 9. So it presented a unique situation. Normally, if something happened to me and I resign, currently Councilor Koudarakis is the deputy supervisor. He would step in and fulfill the duties. The board would then have to find a town councilor / town supervisor if that were to take place. So it presented a unique set of circumstances for myself to run a department and also take care of my duties here. Because the way it works is that duty, if I didn't find a highway superintendent, I would also be responsible for that department for the time being until we filled that.
So right now we have an appointed highway superintendent.
Right, but because it's elected, Mr. Bruce Reeves stepped up. He was our previous highway superintendent, resigned in 2012. He stepped up and is fulfilling the term. He would have to resign before the end of December, if we decided we were looking for another highway superintendent. He said he would fill in for the time needed. So how it would work is if we have everything out, we have job descriptions out, we've asked people to submit resumes. If someone comes in, we interview, we think it's a good fit, Bruce would have to resign, and then we would appoint that person at, highway superintendent, to fill the term, which ends 12/31/25. Okay. That being, did anybody else have any questions on that? Supervisor Vanderwater is here, and Mike Hart, Veteran Outreach Coordinator in Town of Salina, is here. Wendy, I didn't know if you wanted to sit over here, if you're comfortable in the audience.
Okay.
So, that being said, we'll go back to Veteran Outreach, County Veterans Program. And if you would like to explain what the county provides briefly, and how this position would fit, how this would work in coordination with the county.
Kevin, I was wondering, and I apologize, but
yeah.
I just would like to have the opportunity to kind of do a 30,000 foot perspective on what we're going to talk about tonight. because I just don't want to get channeled into this idea of how an outreach veterans coordinator would work in conjunction with the Onondaga County program, because I have a different perspective, and I just want to make sure that we're approaching this in a really broad fashion. And so if you wouldn't mind.
No, that's fine.
All right. The idea that was presented to us was we ought to be doing something for veterans in this town. Doing something on a local basis is got a lot more efficacy, and it's just easier in terms of dealing with the issues that may come up on an individual basis for individual veterans than requiring or having that veteran instead having to go downtown and make an appointment with the Veterans Administration in Onondaga County. And so that to me defines the problem, and if I've got the definition of the problem wrong, I apologize, but I think in general the idea is we need to be helping our veterans, and I don't think there's any argument in this room, including me, that we ought to be doing something. And when I say we, I mean the collective we in terms of this entire community, including Onondaga County. So the idea of hiring an individual, and even in conjunction with a neighboring town, Van Buren, and paying for that services mutually, I think that's running before we even learn how to walk, or at least examine the problem from a, you know, what is the issue, what is the problem, and what is the need. So where I'm coming from is if there is a legitimate need, and it sounds like there might be, if there's a legitimate need, before any town in this, or, and I should not say any town, but this particular town ever ventures down the road of doing outreach programs or anything like that, which we is not part of our mandate, it's not part of our mission, we ought to at least ask the question, is there anybody else that can do that work and do it for us? And to me, the obvious answer is Onondaga County, whose mission is to do outreach programs, not just with veterans, but social services, health, all of those issues that take place in the Civic Center downtown. And so for me, let's at least ask the question, if there's a need here, can the Veterans Services Administration in Onondaga County serve that need? And if it can't, then ask the question, well, why not? What do you need for you to do that? As opposed to us saying, here's some money, and we're going to hire somebody, and they can work under your auspices, blah, blah, blah. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in doing the right thing, which is making sure that we have as many resources applied to veterans as possible, and having it being done by the right folks. And that's where I'm coming from.
Okay. So, Ann,
yes.
would you explain what the county department does?
Yes.
And, you know, as you have experience with, you know, Cindy have being one of the first veteran outreach coordinators.
Yes, so I am the director of the Onondaga County Veteran Service Agency, and our main mission is compensation and pension claims. So we are service officers who help veterans to prepare claims against the VA. That is our main mission. You have to be accredited to do that, to prepare and submit claims to the VA with the veterans. That is like our absolute main mission. That helps them to become eligible for health care, for education, for other benefits. That's just like DSS workers help people to become eligible for SNAP benefits, for HEAP things. That's what we do. You have to be accredited to do this, okay? There are poachers, it's illegal in New York State now. The main reason that this gets me so bothered is because people are popping up, especially when PACT Act passed in 2022, to try to do these claims and poaching on veterans. We have gone to Congress, we have done it, it's not allowed in New York State, but the fact that it's happening in Onondaga County, this is not the only time that I've had to chase this down, but we cannot have people rogue trying to do claims, okay? That's what we do. With a claim, when somebody comes to us with a claim, they're coming to us because something changed in their life. They separated from the military, a family member passed away, they had a big incident, or something changed in their life and they have to go out on convalescence. Something happened in their life. They're coming to our agency or reaching out to us to help with their claim. With that comes many other changes. So they're gonna have issues being out of work, they're gonna have issues with transportation, with childcare, with things like that. Maybe they can't make it to the office to get that paperwork. Maybe they need help going to get a birth certificate, or maybe they need help making it to the doctor's appointments or things like that. So when we're talking outreach with the claim, that's what we're talking, the outreach with the claim. So we, as the accredited service officers, meaning all of us, myself, as the director, has the largest caseload because I've been there for 15 years. So we have to do those claims. The people that are coming to us, they need that additional help. And that's where this program in Elbridge started, as the Veteran Services Outreach Coordinator. So what that is that allows somebody, so this is where Cindy and Ken Bush with Joni Mahoney, that's where this originated, because there was that need. So those in Skaneateles and Jordan Elbridge, they couldn't find a way to the city, you know, to come in. Cindy and I would talk. What she would do is meet them at the senior center, meet them, you know, this place, sit down and talk to them. What is it that's going on? What's happening? Listen for these things, you know. Okay, you need help, X, Y, and Z, food, you know, this, what, you know, here's this, in that community, you know what I mean? Identify what's in your community, what, you know, food assistance do you have, what transportation do you have in your town, in that community. And then from there, Cindy and I talk, or the coordinator and the agency talk to say, hey, you know, this person also mentioned, you know, husband passed away 20 years ago, there's possibly some wartime service. Do you think that maybe you could look at this discharge and see if there's anything veteran benefit related that we could look into? So then from there, she's the liaison to us. That outreach coordinator is a liaison to us. So then we're working, you know, with that person. Maybe Cindy's on speakerphone and they're sitting there and they're doing the work and everything. So she's not doing that paperwork for her. What she's doing is helping with the demographic information. The paperwork's coming from us, the paperwork's being submitted by us. So that's the part. So when this part came up, so that we do need help, but what happened with this particular position and how I got called, so we started doing all of this in 2018. Cindy came on as a veteran outreach coordinator. That transferred actually into the assistant director because the need, there's veteran outreach coordinators in Elbridge and Skaneateles that are working very well. Mike is one, the program has taken off. And we've talked before about this program and the definition of this program. And you said that you were talking to other towns and things about this. And when we spoke in March, you never asked for the job description of the actual outreach coordinator. And that's where the big disconnect. So this is the job description. This is everything that we would expect from the outreach coordinator. This resolution that was passed that came across my desk is a job description for the veteran service officer. So if you're gonna have—
Wait, you're telling me I never asked you for help starting the position I was in as a veteran outreach coordinator, or I'm just trying to understand?
No, I said we spoke in March.
Right.
And you said that you were talking to the town.
I think the disconnect here is when Van Buren had created the resolution for the IMA. And
that's what I didn't.
And I think where we failed, or I failed, is I sat there at the supervisor's presentation and I had a conversation with the supervisor Van Buren, and this is on me. I'm owning this and I'm trying to make it right, and I'm hoping I'll pull my board along. I think this is a great community outreach program. And I can sit there and have people come up and ask other things and try to weigh out what the good and bad is for maybe their cause as opposed to this cause. You know, these people have served our government, our communities, fought for our freedom, gone overseas, you know, been away from their families for a long time, have done everything that's asked of them. I think it's one of the smaller things we can do to help those people if they need it, and just be like, hey, we're here, because it isn't a large staff department and you need that. I think you need that conduit between the towns and the county, and this can work.
The community needs it.
Right. And this can work with the right setup and with the right description. And I think where we've had the failure is we've created the description that goes beyond I don't want to say untrained, but a
certified.
A certification level.
And just for the record, I never said I was a service officer to any town.
No, no, but I think the way we created, and Mike, this isn't anything against you, the way we've created the IME is part of the issue.
I just don't know where, so I got a call 2 weeks ago from my personnel department asking for the job specs for the veteran service aide. And then next thing you know, this resolution comes across my desk with the job specs already passed for the veteran service officer. So I don't know how any of that happened, so I.
Right.
So is she referring to the IMA? Is that what she's talking about, the resolution?
Yeah, yes, in the.
Yes, I am.
In the position, right.
So it was created by our town attorney. I had sent her some literature that we received from Mike, and she put the IMA together.
Where did you get the literature?
From Mike.
I got it from my guy that was there before, the first, you guys are the ones that talked to the town of Salina to start a position.
With Nick?
Yeah, with Nick.
Yeah.
So,
is this whole thing about the job description that was put into the IMA because...
Not for me, it isn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have not crossed the bridge.
We certainly just amend that and attach a job description.
I'm sorry, but, excuse me.
Beyond the job description.
But we have not even asked the question, who should be doing this? Why are we making the presumption it's the town's responsibility? In my opinion, Onondaga County does outreach programs. They have money. And if they're not doing it yet, and Anne-Marie needs some help in her office to do it, to hire veteran service outreach coordinators that she could assign to various towns and various locales around the community, we ought to go down that road first.
So how it originated with Joni and with Ken, and how Cindy came in, is just that.
Mm-hmm.
Is you come in, we'll go through. Cindy and I met with the town supervisors. Nick was the first one to take it on and say, yes, I'll do this. Nick took on Mike. You started doing it. And then we were to go to each town individually and meet with them.
You're missing my point. You're missing my point, Andy. Instead of the town hiring that person, I am suggesting we ask the county.
Each town is different, though. Some towns do have the money to do that. Some towns have a resource fund.
He's asking the county to pay for it.
Right, but some towns have a resource fund and are able. So, yeah. So if I were to come to you and have presented this, what you would have said to me, it sounds like, is we're not interested in paying for that. Is there something in the county? Cindy and I would do that and go back and say, you know what, we have 10 towns that have the funding to do it in a resource fund, and we have mm-hmm. 12 that, you know, would like for us to do it. We didn't get a chance to do that assessment.
Exactly.
And because this is not the project that we were working on right now. Now I have to go back through and chase it.
And because of our good relationships with Onondaga County, we ought to at least ask them if this is something that they would consider. And they have, then the onus is on them to say yes
or
no.
Conversations that I have with Ryan.
Yeah.
These are my conversations
yeah.
with Ryan. This is
and I would like to stand next to you, Annie, when we go talk to Ryan McMahon and Brian May and the county legislature to say, look, this is a need. And it's not the responsibility of local government, local municipalities, towns, to do outreach programs. It's your responsibility. Do something about it. And before we spend the first nickel here and say, well, we'll just take care of it, we've never done an outreach program before, ever in the town of Lysander. Why are we starting now? Because it's not philosophically part of our mandate, our mission. So this is not a criticism to you, Annie, by any stretch.
No, and this is
like, let's work together and see if we can get the ear of the 14th floor in the Civic Center to say, is this a good idea or not?
So my position on how I feel about it is, I'm close to this community. Our residents in Van Buren elected me to be town supervisor. I want to be able to provide them with resources that are available to them on a day-to-day basis. The county has the whole county to deal with. We as a town can work with our town residents and be able to be in touch with the residents on a day-to-day basis. You just said yourself you have a huge workload because you are covering the whole county. This will allow us to be able to connect with our residents, go to their house, meet them at the library that's right down their street, and get them immediate attention instead of adding a file to her pile that maybe she can't get to for a couple weeks because of her staffing.
Wendy, that's your decision in the town of Van Buren.
Right.
But Bob,
you also contribute to Canton Woods, and there's a Department of Aging down at the county. You also contribute to Meals on Wheels,
mm-hmm.
and there's also staff benefits available to those folks that probably are already getting them.
All outside funding. No, 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 no. All, Wendy, all outside funding. It's not town,
helping the veterans.
You know what? Don't do this. Don't say it's not about helping the veterans. It's all about helping the veterans in the most appropriate way.
What?
And it's about helping the community too, because I want to bring up, I read your, or I watched your PBS, the last meeting you had, and a lady got up and said, "I'd like to thank the town for helping out the people in the fire," and da-da-da, that was great, okay? But your clerk or somebody called the town of Van Buren's outreach coordinator and said, "Hey, I got all this stuff. What can I do with it? Where should I go?" So that guy called me. I called someone I knew who was able to get the right person in the city that has a warehouse that houses stuff for this type of thing. So, you know, it's just, you know, and I get somebody said they want to work, you know, you want to work alone, you don't want to work with other towns.
If there's a need, right?
Yeah.
If there's a definite need for it, why not have a town just compared? No, I wasn't saying like, I was saying if there's a need in Lysander, I only care about Lysander residents. I don't care about Geddes, Van Buren, Salina, because we're taxpayers here in my town. That's all I care about. I don't care about any other town.
I would just like Mike to have an opportunity to really kind of go over what he does. It's not just about the forms. It's about It's other reasons.
It's a lot of great stuff.
It's connecting
them
with other veterans who may be feeling the way they're feeling. It's connecting them with counseling. And I'm going to turn it over to you so you can speak to it, so I'm not speaking for you.
Yeah, just so you have a little, I get it. We embrace the suck, okay? We have to do with very little in the military. I don't know if any of y'all served in the military?
I did not.
No? No. Okay.
No.
Yeah.
I did, 24 years, just over 24 years. Yes, and did too. Thanks for your service. You know, we're told to deal with a lot of things, okay? That's what you're bred to do in the military. Do more with less. Okay, got it. Drive on. We'll get the mission accomplished. You know, fast forward, these guys get out. They've been through some horrific shit. Okay, have you ever talking to a Vietnam vet who had to crawl in a tunnel with a elbow red lens flashlight, a 45, and kill the enemy? Anybody? You know what I mean? So these are the veterans that are out there, especially out here, because they don't want to live near the city. They don't want to live in the suburb. They want 10 acres and be left alone. But when stuff does come up and they want to talk to someone, you know, they have to drive down to the city. Now they have an outreach in the VA Vet Center, which is great. So it's, you know, you don't have to go try to find parking in the city and get up 10 floors in a county office building. But it's when I got in the position, I didn't know what I was doing. I've never been an outreach coordinator, right? So I said, what's the best thing to do? I called Skinny Atlas and Mike in Jordan Elkridge, because it was the only other two towns that have a veteran outreach coordinator. And I know Mike doesn't do claims out there. He says all he basically does is does the Hometown Hero banner program. So I was like, all right, cool. You know, it's cool. You know, so I started figuring out, first thing I wanted to do is talk to all the veteran organizations. I have two hard sites, two American Legions and one VFW in the town of Salina. Okay, I lived out here in Baldwinsville. The reason why I came out to talk to this town first, because near and dear to me, my kids went to high school, born and raised here, before I moved to Liverpool in 2016. You know, and while I was here, I got a life membership for the VFW in Baldwinsville. That's subsequently closed down because lack of participation. It's going to happen. There's more groups out there. There's different groups that have organizations helping veterans, and you got two of the primary ones, VFW and American Legion. The only thing you have left out here in either Van Buren, I think it's in Van Buren, or is it in Lysander, the Smoky Hollow.
Smoky Hollow, yeah. American Legion's over here. Yeah.
So you have the American Legion. And the story I told the board, I think I told you guys, is, you know, when I was in the VFW in 2006, they talk about, you know, politicians coming in to talk to us. And we're like, we don't want to talk to a politician. We're all apolitical. We don't care, you know, Fast forward, I'm talking to Vietnam vets, and Nick, who was his stepfather that raised him, was a Marine, and, you know, he has great respect for the military veterans and military service members. So he wanted to have breakfast with them. The Vietnam vets had breakfast every Thursday morning at the Market Diner downtown. So I asked Dan, I said, you know, after I had lunch with him, got to know him, I said, hey, listen, I want to have my supervisor come down and have breakfast with you. Is that okay? And he looks right at me and he goes, as long as you're with him. And it kind of like just, the light bulb kind of went off why I was there. You know, like being that conduit and that person that any veteran can come to me. Like because we're here, because Anne Marie from the county is here talking to you tonight, it's because I'm trying to help out veterans. I didn't come to talk to you because I don't want this to happen. I do want that. And I think it's important. You know, and there's just so many things I do. I've gotten calls because I help people. I've gotten calls from other town VFW commanders going, hey, I heard you're the man to talk to about grants and this and that. And I'm like, whoa, hold on, you know. I helped my American Legion with a Main Street grant. They were having problems with the commander and this, that, and the other. You know, so I got involved there. But, you know, how my name gets out there, I don't know. You know, maybe it's because I help veterans. You know, and you know, to that point, I mean, we're going to get it done. So if somebody calls Jim, because I know Jim, Jim's a great guy. And whether you guys hire them or not, you know, all your veterans can still come and talk to me if they don't want to, you know, call the county. It's no problem. Nick just told me, he says, you know, your mandate, Mike, is to help veterans any way possible. I don't care if he's from Alaska. Help. Do what you can, you know. And the stigma behind the veteran is, they'll make one call, and if they get hung up on or told to go down, these guys don't want to travel in the city. You know that. That's why you're out in Albert, right? You know, they don't want to travel downtown. So they say, screw it, you know? Or you know, I'm sure they've heard it all. But at a town level, especially out here, I thought it'd be nice because you'd have two towns coming together working as one. And that way, maybe in the future, something like one of Andy's people that is school trained and certified to do claims can come out in maybe one of these rooms here and be able to see veterans in the area that you know, don't like big cities. They don't like big crowds. You know,
so Mike, it sounds like I was misunderstood. I'm not saying not to do this. I'm saying instead of the town of Van Buren and Lysander paying you to do it, Onondaga County should pay you to do it, and you can have that built, that office back
there.
That's
the only reason why I came too. I wanted to listen to what the county had to say.
So, well, the town. So what I'm saying is, yes, do exactly what you're doing, and hopefully it's you're the right person, but Onondaga County in a broader sense, and then you should come out here like the second and third Tuesday of every month, I don't know, make something up, right, where that's your office, and then you have an office in Van Buren. And Onondaga County's responsibility, fiscal responsibility, is to make that happen.
Yeah, so the VFW, for instance, did Flags Day. I don't know, do any of you guys know what Flags Day is? It's
no.
The week before Memorial Day where we go out and we take small flags and place them at the headstones of the soldiers in the cemeteries. And, you know, VFW here used to take care of that, but now it's fallen to Legion, and they got all these cemeteries to cover to do it. You know, in my town of Salina, I have the same thing going on. Ken Palmer from American Legion Post 188, he doesn't have a lot of members left in his post. He's hurting. I'm trying to help. I leaned forward and said, okay, what can I do for you? You know, can you get my flags for me? Not a problem. Where are they going? Okay, Liverpool Cemetery. I called the VFW out there and said, listen, I'm helping Ken out by picking up these flags in, you know, can I pick up the VFWs as well? Because they handle Assumption Cemetery, which, you know, is ginormous. So, you know, I'm trying, and again, I don't say that I'm a service officer. I haven't been to school trained. I don't know how to submit claims. That's a full-time gig. I'm not doing that. And, but one of my biggest things is, you know, the town, Nick wanted to have something for the veterans to celebrate them on Memorial Day. So he said to Jeff, pick something. I don't care if it's a parade, a circus, a car show, something. You know, Jeff is a big motorhead. He's got a nice car. He said, well, we'll do a car show. So when I started and Jeff had to step down, I had 20 days to put it together. Had the first, my first annual car show, I had 77 cars. The next year, last year, was 133 cars. And I'm looking forward to my, you know, the car show this year. You know, I also got put on the town, put me on the planning committee for the Village Liverpool Parade, Memorial Day Parade. And, you know, I got it, I'll do it. But it's, you know, I'm still figuring things out. All I know is that I'm doing a lot of good where I'm at for veterans in the community. And, you know, my trouble is trying to get it out, my voice out there, you know.
Right.
It'd be nice if I had other, you know, Mike, God bless him, he's recovering from a heart attack out in Elbridge. He's little over 80 years old. And I know Sherry Spooner's got her hands full every day out of Skinny Atlas. Skinny Atlas is a hall, but it'd be nice to talk to somebody from Clay or, you know, another veteran outreach coordinator. We can, you know, work together on issues to help veterans out. But yeah, that's, you know, that's one of the first things Jim called me. What do we do with all these clothes? And I knew a veteran organization that worked getting clothes for folks, so
right.
I put him in touch with that. She said, hey, I know a person in the city, somewhere in the city, that there's a warehouse full of clothes for things like that, if emergencies happen.
Right.
You know,
so
guys didn't know, you know, we found out and made it happen.
And how I see this position helping the towns is, I think the county has sat there. Did the county fund the original position in Elbridge, or did the town?
The town funded it.
Came from
Bush,
the county, from Ken working with
Joni,
but the town funded it. And
from their resource,
so,
from a sitting resource.
So the precedent has been set to the county that the towns will take this over. And
no, because it's still in its infancy.
What I'm trying to say to Councilor Drossi is, yes, we can make that pitch, but I think we make that pitch by showing the interaction and how it works in the communities it's in. And then we show the need to the county, because here's the other part of this. These are, in this case, this is like a part-time as needed job.
Yeah.
We're paying Jim, he's submitting to Wendy, and I know Supervisor Vanderwater is very, she loves the minutia. She wants to know every dollar and how it's been done, and you know the accountability part that Councilor Koudarakis had talked about. That is Supervisor Vanderwater. I'm sure she'll get a detailed report. How many people did you talk to? What do they need? I asked her last week because my aunt was looking for somebody to plow snow over in Van Buren. She called her personally. That wasn't what I expected. I got a text back from my aunt. Holy cow! The Supervisor of Van Buren called. I mean, this is where I see this person helping veterans in the county. We already have this, and I think by growing it and then showing the county that you need this person, but I mean, honestly, who's gonna apply for a $15 to $17 an hour job to maybe work 10 or 15 hours a week?
So that's what it is we have a program, we have the PowerPoint, we have the pitch, we have everything.
Right.
From the county, we were building this program more to discuss funding, to do all of that, to go to the board. The last one that we went to, I mean, well, we had a full supervisor meeting with Damien, and it was right before like a whole bunch of turnover and everything. Nick was the last one.
Right.
That's the last one we had. We moved. We had an influx. You know what I mean? So this isn't ours, but this is our program, and we had this conversation to say this is the county's.
My huge concern to us with the VFW closed, if the Legion ever closed, you know, where
right,
the hall,
there's a void.
And I'm so sorry, I understand everybody's concern to help veterans. I truly, truly do, and everybody wants to jump on to do it, but it can be a disservice at times when you have people helping such a specific population of people that have very specific questions, and when they are in need, you can't give them general answers. So if you have helpers, identified paid helpers on town staff, identify a resource coordinator, you've identified them as they know something. They have to be getting training from somewhere. They can't just simply be,
right.
You know what I mean? And with our program, that's what it is. It's quarterly training with the county. Like right now, I mean, are you Googling stuff? Like, where, you know what I mean? There's no accountability.
Well, if you know we're in the towns doing a job, wouldn't you invite us to training? I mean, I haven't been.
We haven't had a chance to do it, Mike. We're chasing you to try to get all this straightened out. We haven't had a chance to get it organized to do this.
Well, that's
what I'm saying.
Well, you haven't had time. You haven't had a chance. And while you're having a chance to do it, veterans need us now. Today.
Because I'm going through cleaning all this up because nobody even called me. This is my first time meeting you. I didn't even know that
well,
the meeting was here.
Yeah, I don't want to try to bring the temperature down a little.
Yeah. Well,
I know
find
it's
out that it
right.
is in the town after
yes.
the resolution is passed and
right.
I'm the director of the
well,
town.
Well, and that's partially, I guess that's my fault, number one, because I haven't cleared it with my board, obviously. But I feel strongly about this because I think there's a need for these positions.
So do I. I mean, this is a program that
right.
is, It's our program.
So, right.
If we were to do this, how do we get off on the right foot? Forget what happened in the past.
That would be the job description.
That would be the job description.
Take that resolution. Please take that resolution off with our job description. That would be the job description. And then discussing funding. Like, if you are willing to have it, and if not, and if this is going to take off, you know, I can have that conversation, you know, with Ryan. Or if you're going to do that, you know, from this point forward, this will be, it has to take a precedence now, you know, to do this. And we'll, I mean, Onondaga reached out, so I have to see, you know, what the other towns are doing. You know, if they're going to be using their resource funds, you know, there's some towns that they have money sitting there for, they're calling it a resource fund. But some towns aren't. So that's the, that was our next step. That's the assessment we're doing, is a funding assessment to say, this is what we need, this is what we don't need. The ledge, they're, don't quote me, but I mean,
right.
We have some nice support from him. Yeah. It's a good time.
First, let me get to Mr. Langdon out there. I know he had his hand up. So, Mr. Langdon, I know you're part of the American Legion.
Brian Courtney. I actually, like Mike said, I left the suburbs to buy some property, lived in Camillus for 30 some odd years, and couldn't deal with people anymore, and I moved out here to the country. I don't move. Go any place unless it's to a doctor's appointment with the VA. I'm a disabled veteran. I've gone through all the BS that Mike is talking about, and we don't want to deal with it. Now, I go back to the Veterans Service Agency in Onondaga County when Pappy Passion was there. So that's before almost all of you, you know. Greatest guy that I've ever met. I'm still in touch with him. I belonged to VBA 103 for years. I'm the second Vice Commander down in that county, you know, American Legion. I belong to Post 113. I'm very involved there. For us to wait for Onondaga County, and please, this is not a slam, for us to wait for any government to get off their heels, and I'm being nice instead of saying off their asses and do something, the town should be doing something until we go to them. So I disagree with you, Councilman Gerasi. We need to do something for the veterans here. There's well over 1,000 veterans, you know, in Ballinsville, that in town Lysander that I know of, and there's probably just as many in the town of Van Buren. And I'm sure, you know, you all support veterans up there. You know, everybody touts it, everyone puts their flags up. You know, when Corporal Snyder's, you know, the post office was, you know, put in memory of him. I'm sure every politician, you know, was out there so they could be seen. Well, if you're gonna walk the walk, talk the frickin' talk, okay? It's what's gotta be done. You said, Councilman Trusty, that we need as many resources as possible. Well, here's a resource that was started by the county, and now it's taken off with three other towns right now. It should take off with every frickin' town. And the county should pay for it, in my opinion. But until then, the towns need to step up and do something about it. I was approached by my legion. Somebody called somebody there. They called me and said, Brian, you're the perfect person for this position. And I didn't know that it was filled. From what I understand, Mr. Reynolds is an awesome guy. I think he'll do well from what I've heard. So, you know, God bless him. You know, I was going to put in for it, but I am not the type of person that goes after somebody else for a job. I would be there to support him. I've never met him before. Don't know anything about him. So, in closing, I just can't read what I'm writing. I apologize. We need to do something here in the town of Lysander. That's cut and dry. You know, cut the political bullshit out and get it done. As is it Mike?
Mike.
As Mike said, you know, we did more with less because we had to. Why? For our brothers and sisters. And you freaking people in government can't do that, then get a new freaking job.
Thank you.
It's not set in stone. If the guy starts, you don't like him, shit him. And the other thing is, if you want, you know, every 2 weeks the guy to check in and let him know how many people he's been helping, have him do that. I told Jim that. I go, listen, I don't know what the towns are gonna ask for reporting abilities. I do mine quarterly. I send it to all the town or ward counselors and the supervisor, and this is what I've been doing. If they want to, you know, check my work, they can come at my computer anytime they want.
Right.
So if you feel, Annie, that we need to work more closely with the county, we're happy to do that. We weren't trying to usurp your position, your authority, or anything. We can work together with you guys with this whole...
No, Mike was aware.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We're just trying to get something set up in this community because
feel like... You know what? And that is okay. That is okay. This does not even have to be a county extension. If the towns want to do it themselves, that is perfectly fine, too. It does not have to be an extension of the county.
Oh, I don't...
Just so...
I mean, my vision, and I believe Supervisor Vanderwater's position, is where this works with your department.
With
because I think that's how we show the county that we need those resources. And if a town will sit there and say, we'll fund it for $7,500, and the county says,
help,
you know, the county could maybe do a voucher system for the towns and go, hey, yeah, we'll fund it up to $8,000.
Means that we're going to have a role in it, and it doesn't seem like the communication is going to be there as far as like checks and balances for, you know what I mean?
I wouldn't say that at all. No.
Because we can't do anything without them.
Right.
Yes, yes. Yeah. It would have to be in conjunction with the, if
yeah.
I were to approve anything, it would have to be in conjunction.
I mean, I don't think.
And you think that could happen?
Oh.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If not, this program's dead.
You're the one that files the claims. They don't. So they're going to need to refer veterans to you at some point if they need a certain claim filed. We're more, I think Mike's more community based. How can I help you in the community as a veteran who served for your country? That maybe the county, you know, won't or can't get back to them in a timely manner. He can.
Well, I think this has just gotten off on the wrong foot.
I
know, but I think this has gotten off on the wrong foot in like two or three different places. Somewhere there's been a disconnect between, you know, Mike taking the position over from Jeff and the county and how this, like, I think it was the idea and it wasn't ever like, here, this is what it is. And, you know, this can be a part of the job. You know, there's a part of the job working with the county. And then you have the additional outreach of helping with the parades or, geez, here's an idea that something we could do for veterans at a park, you know, Veterans Weekend or, you know.
And just like you said, the Corporal Kyle Schneider Foundation does a huge event every year. Mike will be there. Jim will be there. Be able to connect with the veterans at that function where the county won't be at that function.
But we also incorporate you guys because we know a lot of you guys haven't been in the military. But we want you to see that side and talk to these veterans and understand them. So that's, I do it all the time. I did flags in. I took my fourth ward counselor and said, come on, you're going to Assumption Cemetery. We're going to put some flags in.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
The people of American Legion, we do all the cemeteries here. We have the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts helping us. It's my third year doing it. When I did live at Vivo, Corporal Schneider was brought home.
But you do all the cemeteries in Van Buren and Lysander, don't you? All the surrounding.
You know, I've only done the ones.
When I lived out here,
right.
We helped
St. Mary's
out
in Van Buren.
The flags, and all my Boy Scouts were out.
Right, and that's where, you know.
Coordination would work, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's what it is. It's about. Right now, it doesn't sound like there's any procedures that put set forth, right? So hopefully this position, if it gets, you know, approved, there would be procedures set forth, right? That's all.
Yeah.
And all the coordinators in all the towns all get together once a month or so, hypothetically, and have a meeting of the minds. What are you doing? Get ideas off of each other. See what works, see what doesn't work.
Right.
What works in my town might not work in his town, but at least, you know, there's another idea for somebody to try something. You know, those of the older up there, our Memorial Day parades downtown, Veterans Day parades, they're non-existent. They don't go, you don't find them hardly in any cities. You find them in the small towns.
Yeah.
And downtown Syracuse, it was phenomenal when I first moved here in the early 80s.
And you said, too, it's in its infant stage, too. So there's going to be some bumps and bruises along the way, too, until this gets ironed out, you know? And that's part of the process, too.
So I think our vision was, like, opposite of what Bob was thinking. Bob was thinking, is there a need? Let's ask the question. And I think we were like, let's put it out there and see if this takes off. And then if it takes off, then we can go to the county and say, hey, we've got this great need. We started this program. Can you guys fund this for us? Because we found the need in our communities. Where I think we need to act now versus waiting for the county to respond.
Well, I,
that in my mind is how it was going to go out.
Be a leader, not a follower.
Yeah. And, right. So, Mrs.
Followers, you have the same senior the whole time.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so, Councilor, Mrs. Rhodes, would you like to say something before I speak?
Did you want to speak?
Did you want to speak before I say something?
I was just going to say that it probably will eventually come up to the VA where they're probably going to realize this is taking off and they're going to have to eventually put somebody in it. I think for now, you have her tell you how this should be worded as your outreach, because she knows what they can and can't do as an outreach. Have her tell you what you're voting on should be worded. And then I think you should try for the amount of money that it's going to be to split with them or whatever. I think you try it for a year. What have you got to lose? And
that's
see
right.
if that need's there. See that's how many well, people and what right. they're doing.
Well, yeah, that's hence the report, too, right? Maybe we just might
need
our own or vice
be.
Versa.
Yeah. So, Jeff does a time sheet.
I think so, too.
Right.
So, he accounts for his time and then he does a reporting. So, there is accountability.
Yes.
Just in 2024, there's a 12.5% increase in veterans signing up, almost 225,000 nationwide.
Right.
So, you've got those veterans, 4 years they're going to be getting out. You've got the guys that are men and women that are getting out. Or those that are here that are still serving that need help.
Right.
Okay. So I'm going to work under the assumption, and I think it's a pretty solid one, that there is a need for this, for sure. So my question for you is, do you have the resources to organize the network that we need? Because we need people like Mike. We need people, but it needs to be organized,
mm-hmm.
and it needs to be... You need to be able to communicate with the county, obviously. So do you have the resources to start organizing this network of individuals throughout our small communities so that we can make this happen?
With the town supervisors, yes. With the communication, we do. We do.
Okay.
Because it's the training, there isn't much. It's really just staying up on top of what like the big things that have changed. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So there's
so
misinformation is our biggest enemy out there, and that's what it is.
So what I'm thinking is more, I know you need people to be trained, to be accredited to make claims and do all of that. I get that you need people trained for that. But the person that is just going to sit down and talk
mm-hmm.
with a veteran because they can, because they have a relationship, because they have fairly common ground, that training they've already had. They went through basic training. They went overseas. That training they've already had. So to me, the people on this, for lack of better terms, the lower level of this network that are going... talking to people in their homes or at the library or wherever, I don't know that we're asking for them to be accredited as we're just asking for them to be funded in some way so that there are people out there willing, and I think you're willing anyhow, to go to other veteran stores. We just need this organized.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we need more mics out there.
And we
need help from the county to do that. So that Mike can call you, and I know that he can also, and I know that it's tough right now because everybody is somewhat, in one way or another, has been offended throughout our discussion. But I think it would be really nice if the county can. Not
one
they haven't tried, but
that did change though is when Cindy came on. She's a military spouse. So this is not just veteran specific.
Mm-hmm.
So when the question was asked, who's going to want that part-time?
Who could do the job?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was geared to, you know, not just veterans, which is how most jobs are that are in the veteran population is you have to have served. And yes, there's definitely a component to that, but that's not to say that you can't help just because you
right.
haven't served. As we've noted, many people in this room have not
right.
served, and that's not to say that you care any less for those of us that have served.
Absolutely.
And I think that that would be taking away from the position to say that you have to have served, because there are a lot of peer support in our community for those that have served. To be
right.
a service officer, you have to have served. You know what I mean?
I do, and that's where your expertise comes into play
okay.
when it comes to organizing this network of individuals, because
yeah.
I agree with you. You know, I was not in the military. My father was. He marched up to the Yalu River
mm-hmm.
and back, fought his way back. And I'll tell you what, he was a tough, tough man.
Yeah.
So I completely respect everything that everyone's doing. I'm just thinking
yeah.
maybe the county can help us with the organization, finding more mics out there, and make sure that everybody's communicating and helping the people that need to be helped all the time. And now is a good time to start. I suspect 50 years ago was a great time to start, but now is a good time to start. It's like planting a tree, right? If I'm the best time to plant a tree,
I
100
say,
years ago.
I want
this past weekend, I got together with a guy, with a brother, that I haven't seen in 44 years to the day. We left for basic training together. Didn't know each other beforehand. Went through basic training, split from there. I went overseas. He stayed stateside, different job titles. Never saw each other again. Found each other on Facebook, and we saw each other. I worked at Saranac-Lee and saw for the first time in 44 years. There was, I'm telling you, if you were a fly on the wall and saw and heard the things that we said and did, you know, you'd understand the camaraderie, you know, that goes on.
Right.
And going back to it, a military spouse, you know, dependents are probably the hardest, most resilient people you'll ever want to meet. I've never met Cindy before. She's a spouse. Is that right? I'm telling you, hats off to her. Because dependents, they're the key. Keeping the family together.
So can we do this as a suggestion? And I think all of this is about the left hand, perhaps not knowing what the right hand was doing. It was a year ago, February 24, that Mike, you came in and made this presentation, and that was the end of it. We didn't hear anything more, and I'm not criticizing you, but when this issue came up a few weeks ago for us to vote on, the next day, actually it was that night, I called Brian May, who was the majority leader in the county legislature. He says, Bob, I didn't know anything about that. What a great idea to try to do some coordination with Onondaga County. Dave Knapp, one of the greatest county legislators in terms of his support for veterans, Onondaga County veterans, didn't know anything about this. He's excited about this. So I would at least like to do this, make the suggestion. Can we ask for a meeting with Onondaga County, with Annie taking the lead, and just sitting down with these people, the county legislature, and hopefully it even goes up to Ryan McMahon, to the county executive, and says, this is such a good thing to do. All we want is for you to consider what your role might be, funding and otherwise. It may be that this is what we're trying to do is not even enough. Let's at least ask the question before
sure.
we just commit to doing it the way we think is best. And Brian, I used to work with Pappy. He and I put together the Veterans Memorial Day ceremony every year. It was one of my favorite programs when I worked for County Parks. So, you know, it's the kind of program that brings tears to your eyes when you hear the speeches that are being made. All right, so that's my only request, is just, can we just ask? Can we just sit
sure.
down and ask?
Can we put a time limit on this, though?
Well, I think that's reasonable, right, Brian? I mean, you don't want to just wait another whole year. I mean,
I don't want to wait 2 months.
You don't want to wait 2 months.
Right.
Well, that would be the only, and give at least Dave Knapp, Brian May, the chair of the county legislature, some room to react. And say, nah, we're not interested. And then, okay, then the ball's thrown back at us. But at least give them the opportunity to say, you know, that's not a bad idea. Why don't we see if we can put our heads together? And Mike, you should be part of that too. You really should, because you know that's where your heart is. That's all I'm asking.
Okay.
So I'm happy to be part of any conversation as well, and I will let you guys know that Van Buren is committed to the program. We'll continue with the program with or without the cooperation with Lysander, because that's how committed my board is to this. So I don't want you guys to feel any pressure about a timeline. Take your time, ask your questions, have your meetings. We're moving forward with it in Van Buren, and if that means we have to pay for the whole $15,000, we will. Jim started January 1st, and he's had numerous connections already and has turned in a few timesheets. So we're committed, and this will be available to this community with or without your support, but we would love you to be a part of it.
Right, and I think we'll get there. Maybe, you know, like I said, maybe we can get the county, our county legislator to help funding it. But in the meantime, we'll still work on
getting
the job description correct and working with, and we'll make sure the person's, you know, we want to get on the right foot. Everybody wants to do something. Let's do the right thing and let's work together, because we don't want to make anybody's job harder. I try as talent supervisor to not make the next person's job more difficult, and you hope that works all the way through. Everything works better that way. So this is, in your regard, I don't think anybody's done anything malicious. I think it's a matter of you want the right help. You want the correct assistance, and you need to have the right information out there, not misinformation.
This is the only meeting like this that
right.
I'm going to. This is
so.
One of many, and it's just people with the right intentions, but
right.
There's too many regulations in the veteran world
sure.
to have pop-up shops of, you know what I mean, of helpers. It's a hard world.
But I appreciate you coming out here tonight.
Yes,
you don't have to stay for the rest of the meeting. Not that it's long, but I'm sure you have better things to do.
Yeah,
you want to take a break?
If you don't mind.
Yeah. We'll take a couple minute break. Let everybody get situated before the meeting. Thank you. Thank you, Ann.
Thank
you, Supervisor Vandewater. Thank you, Mike, for coming out. Quarter on for the clerk. We will start with the Pledges of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Next item up on the agenda is the adoption of minutes from February 6th. Could I get a motion to adopt the minutes, February 6th?
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
All yes, carried. Next item on the agenda, citizens' comments. Would any of the three citizens in the audience like to comment?
Maybe the snow.
Right.
You scared all of them away.
Oh, that was
okay, moving onward. You had your chance. Board comments. We'll start with Councilor Koudourakis.
No, I'm good. Thanks.
Well, in light of the 5:30 work session, I am absolutely excited and looking forward to setting up a meeting with Onondaga County officials, county legislative folks, and the Veterans Service Administration to see what good things we might be able to do for the veterans in our community.
Councilor Moore.
Yeah, I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the work session. They're all gone almost, but everyone who came out for the work session, there was a lot was shared. There was a lot of passionate discussion about a topic that we're all, you know, we all care deeply about. So thank you to everyone. If you end up watching at home, thanks for watching too, and thanks for coming out in this weather. Thanks for watching. I'm good.
Thank you. Supervisors' comments. I have my little sheet here. Just a reminder, Highway Department, please keep your trash cans. I was saying mailboxes last time, now I can say snowbanks. Keep your trash cans inside snowbanks, then they won't get hit by the plows. And please remember, when we get rain, snow, 9 inches of snow and ice, there will be a lot of slush, so the slush will knock your garbage cans over or fly 20, 30 feet off the road, no matter how fast or slow the highway are driving. Another reminder, please, you know, clear your hydrants. It's not a town responsibility, so if you have any hydrants around your neighborhoods, please make sure you get those cleared out if possible. And check your roofs. There's a lot of roofing companies out there. Make sure you get the snow and ice off them so you don't have any, you know, we're lucky we didn't get as much snow up north, but with the possible warm temperatures, it will increase the weight. So please pay attention to your roofs. The ad for highway superintendent, we are still advertising. Mr. Reeves is filling in. That will end the end of February. We'll look over our applications and, you know, start that process to find the fill-in for Mr. Reeves for the remainder of the year until the election or until we have the possible vote. The other item is senior citizens, your tax exemptions. You have to have them in by the end of February. If you're unsure if you qualify for an exemption, some of them require your income from the previous year, call the assessor's office. You have until next Friday. That is a set in stone timeline from the state. There's nothing we can do about that. You walk in on March 1st or March 3rd, in this case, you won't be able to get an exemption for the current year. Next Friday, February 28th, call here to town hall. We'll transfer you over to the assessor's office, look into exemptions you have, any exemptions you might be able to apply for. There is one other item left over from the work session, as some of the counselors alluded to. We had the county, Anne-Marie Mancelli, Mancia, was here to explain what the county does and what a veteran outreach coordinator should do. We're still in talks about that. We'll be reaching out to the county. Hopefully good things to come in that regard. And the open board seat. Thank you, Councilor Kourakis. Mr. Dinsmore never came in and signed his oath of office. Therefore, as you see, there are four of us up here, so that seat is vacated. So we will probably have future discussions. You know, as a board, probably at the next meeting, we'll put that on the work session to talk about possibilities. That seat is, there's two board seats up this year for election for four-year terms, and that is one of those two seats. So we'll discuss that at the next work session. Moving on to department head reports. Department heads tonight, we have the town clerk.
I'm all set tonight, thank you.
Okay, and we have, Sean Chase, correct?
Correct.
From our attorney group, our normal attorney is off on vacation, with it being a school week. He sent Sean over to help fill in. I'm sure you probably don't have much for us, but.
Nothing to report tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Next on the agenda, we will go to the regular agenda items. Motion A. Can I get a motion to authorize the town supervisor to sign the agreement with the U.S. Department of Agriculture regarding the European cherry fruit fly program?
I'll move that. I'll second it.
Okay. Discussion. We were reached out to by the USDA along with other municipalities. They try to measure the cherry fruit fly and how far it has come into the communities to try to decide efforts to thwart it. They ask us to sign off so they can use our right-of-ways or our park spaces to try to set up nets to, you know, measure how far it has come into the country. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion approved. Motion B. Can I get a motion to authorize the town supervisor to sign the CNY Stormwater Coalition Agreement for 2025?
I'll move it. I'll second it.
Discussion. We have belonged to the CNY Stormwater Coalition for, I think, since it was started in 2012, 2014. This is an annual agreement. It helps us with our MS4 plan and other stormwater issues through the county. A majority of towns that have separate stormwater systems belong to this. It helps with federal funding or county assistance. So this is a great thing. It costs us, I want to say it's $3,000. $3,500. So, is there any other questions? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion approved. I'd like to get a motion to hold a public hearing on March 6th, 2025 at 6:30 p.m. at the Town of Lysander to consider a local law under chapter 102-7 of town code, tier 2 battery energy storage in the town of Lysander. This moratorium will be extended until June 6th, 2025.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
Okay. Discussion. Our moratorium will end the middle of March. We have not solidified and codified the changes to our both the next motion also. We need to get that through county planning, through our town board. Our town attorney will probably be presenting it at the within the next 2 months, the language changes in our local laws to reflect updated battery storage and solar for the next motion. I'll just get that out of the way right now. We've had this moratorium going for almost 2 years now. This should finally be the end. We have information from the state. We've had submissions on how we should change our laws, so we should be able to get this done before June.
So that was my question.
Yeah.
Are we giving ourselves enough latitude?
Yes. We will, because we'll have enough time. Once we look it over as a board, we'll send it off to county planning. I figure that should be at most a 2 month process. So.
Right, and I guess, again, thinking out loud, and who knows what the recommendation would be, I just want to make sure that if we don't like what is being recommended, that we can still pause.
Oh yeah, we could. I expect to get this back at the latest the middle of May.
Okay.
So if we had to extend it again, county planning usually meets and gives their recommendations the beginning of a month.
Okay.
So if we didn't even hear from them until May and we didn't like it, we could put it on the agenda and
okay.
always strike it
okay.
if we had to extend
okay.
it. So, any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Motion D. I'd like to get a motion to hold a public hearing on March 6, 2025 at 6:30 p.m. at the town of Lysander to consider a local law under Article 29 to extend the moratorium on solar farms in the town of Lysander. This moratorium will be extended to June 6,
2025.
I'll move it. I'll
second. Okay. Discussion, same as before. This is just to extend it to rewrite our local law language. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. We have a couple additional agenda items that were added. They are all employee hires at the highway department. Motion E. I'd like to get a motion to appoint David Sitar as full-time laborer in the highway department with a starting date of February 18th, 2025. I forgot my two. With an hourly rate as per the union contract.
I'll move that. I'll second it.
Discussion. We had put in the budget this year two full-time laborers in the highway. We were only hiring one. The idea being that those positions, we have two parks laborers that are seasonal positions that would transition over to full-time positions. So one of these will be hired this year. And Dave Sitar had been a previous employee over at the park and has also road wing at the highway. So he has worked for the town of Lysander previously. Any other questions? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Motion F. I'd like to get a motion to appoint Christopher Rose as MEO in the highway department with a starting date of February 24th, 2025 with an hourly rate as per the union contract.
I'll move that.
I'll second it.
Okay. Discussion. We had put an additional, a 10th MEO position into the budget this year. This should fill us up to 10. We had a retirement last month, and this will now fill that position in. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion aye. Motion approved. And I would like to add thank you to our highway department. I do want people to remember that we were running with 9 full-time MEOs to go out there and plow the roads and a handful of part-timers. So, you know, give them a break. As you have a roof and a driveway to take care of, they also do. And we appreciate their service and time this year. Motion G. I'd like to get a motion to appoint Michael Crispin as a supplemental seasonal laborer, aka wingman, which is usually what most positions are in the winter, in the highway department with a starting date of February 18th, 2025, with an hourly rate as per the union contract.
I'll move that.
I'll second that.
Discussion. We usually keep 10 to 15 people on a rotating list if they're available to help wing because of the hours and times you go out. Not everybody's available at every time. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Motion carried. I would like to get a motion at 6:56 p.m. to enter into executive session regarding contract negotiations, collective bargaining agreement, and lease negotiations.
I'll move that.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. We are in executive session. There will be no motions after. Have a good evening, folks.
Drive safe.
Yes.
Is that our?
No, we should.